This thing I drove up in, you call that?
Car.
Anything else you might use?
Automobile, but I don't think I would say it. Well, I do sometimes when I'm addressing my car, I call it automobile.
I see here.
Sort of a pejorative when addressing a car.
Okay. Let's say if your automobile started making strange noises, you might take it into the service station and ask the man to put it up on the rack and do what to it?
Grease it.
We said, what did Pete say yesterday? I
greased it.
I might get my hands.
Now, I have a lot of trouble with this, having heard both pronunciations, to the extent that I don't know what would be natural for me, and I think I would probably say greasy. Mm-hmm. I really think I would say that.
There goes the icicle off.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
What about while you're there at the service station, you might ask the attendant to look up under your hood and check the
oil.
What about the stuff that people used to burn in these old-fashioned lamps?
Kerosene.
Ever heard that called anything?
Nope.
Any idea what you would call a temporary lamp that you might make out of a bottle and a wick and some kerosene?
No, I never saw one.
That's right. Flambeau doesn't mean anything.
No. French word for torch.
Have you ever seen these little black things that where you're doing, where people are doing construction work on the road? Have you put out around a hole or something like that?
I would say smudge pot for that, but I'm not really sure whether that's the right term.
Okay. And the inside part of a tire that inflates, you call that?
Tube.
And say somebody's just built himself a boat and he wants to check it out, he would take it down the water and put it in, you say he's going to
launch it.
Talking about boats, say if somebody were going fishing in a lake or pond, what kind of boat would he probably use? What do you think?
I have very little experience with fishing on lakes or ponds. I also can't swim, so I'm not likely to go out in boats very often. But I would have heard of a rowboat.
When you think a rowboat, does that say what's what about the ends of it? Are they flat or tapered or what? Any idea?
I don't really have a clear mental picture. I have a clear mental picture of a canoe, which is pointed at the ends and pointed at the bottom too.
Sides kind of curved.
Curved sides and rowed by an Indian with one oar.
What about the bottom, say, of a rowboat? Any ideas whether that'd be flat or?
Flat, I suppose, but I'm just guessing. I have been in small boats, but I don't know what they're called.
Okay. I'll do some more grammatical things. Say if I ask you when you were going somewhere, you might say, well,
I'm going today.
Mm-hmm. Or if I went with you, you would say that
we are going today.
Or if a group of us, you'd say that
they're going today.
And if a child was given a piece of cake or something and another child saw it, he might ask, well,
am I going to get some?
And if you were referring to a group of people, he might ask,
are they going to get some?
And if you've done just about all you're going to do in teaching your child how to dress himself, it's finally come to the point when you march into the room and present the child with his clothes and say,
here are your clothes.
Okay. Or if I ask you if you think Jerry Brown is going to be the next president, you might say, well, no, but people who think so.
There are people who think so.
Mm-hmm. Or if I come upon a child in the street and he's afraid of me, I might try to